Russia says it sees no reason to review its military doctrine following the U.S. termination of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybkov said the fundamental document is conceptually focused on the future, and its wording is extremely verified and should not be straightened or changed somehow depending on certain circumstances. Rybkov called the U.S. the murderer of the treaty after its unilateral withdrawal from the INF, the key Cold War nuclear agreement. He also pointed out that any further steps regarding arms control should take into consideration missile and nuclear potentials of France and the United Kingdom.
In the context of the new challenges generated by the U.S., of course we will take comprehensive measures for ensuring our security. As it was announced by Russian President Vladimir Putin on February the 2nd, our country will not deploy its land, medium and short-range missiles in Europe and other regions until America places this class of weapons there.
Meanwhile, President Putin said Russia won't be the first to deploy INF-banned munitions and will act only in response to potential U.S. actions. Moscow warned that the U.S. decision to withdraw risks an unrestricted arms race. Answering Press TV's question about possible arms race and U.S. political posturing, Rybkov noted that someone in the U.S. expects that through this arms race it will be possible to force the geopolitical opponents to be weakened and exhausted.
Russia is able to find an answer to new challenges. No one should doubt this. The INF treaty went under the knife only because it interfered with Washington. There is no other reason and could not be. Everything else is a camouflage.
Following the U.S. withdrawal from the INF, Russia says U.S. conspired to leave the treaty to be able to develop new missiles. The UN also warned that an invaluable break on nuclear war is being lost. Analysts fear that the collapse of the key treaty could lead to a new arms race between the U.S., Russia and China.
The Strategic Offensive Arms Reduction Treaty, START III, signed in 2010, remains the only current arms limitation treaty between Russia and the United States. The agreement expires in February 2021, and so far the U.S. administration has not announced whether Washington intends to extend it. Marina Kartunova, Press TV, Moscow.